Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
If you're into Christian music, there's no doubt you've heard of singer, songwriter and performer Roma Waterman, one of the biggest names in contemporary Christian music. She's been touring the country for almost 20 years, a vocal coach on shows like The X Factor, and she founded the Melbourne Gospel Choir. She's my next guest and has embarked on a new project for 2013, The River of Life Interchurch Conference, which will be held in Melbourne this week. Roma Waterman, welcome to Open House.
It's great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
It's wonderful for you to be with us. Tell us, first of all, about River of Life.
What we believe in the city of Melbourne, but also for our nation, is that there is a river of life that is running through it. And that river, of course, is Jesus. And we have a really strong passion to see churches from all denominations unified, coming together with our like-mindedness, which is to glorify the King, to see him come. It's been an amazing journey. It's been over a year in planning, and I've, you know, this creative person has been in lots of meetings. It's been, but, you know, it's just been so wonderful to see people coming together, and obviously it culminates on Thursday and Friday, May the 9th and the 10th, and we're just so excited.
Of all the conferences, and there are many these days, how will this one differ, Roma?
You know, that is a great question, because one of the questions that kept coming up in the meetings was, we don't want this just to be another conference. You know, people are conferenced out. I'm conferenced out. That's pretty much my job.
Yes.
You know, we don't need another conference. We don't need another event where people are being talked at. But what we do need is a coming together. I mean, it's interesting for me because there's so many denominations that are represented there, and so learning to do things and do things in a way that embraces everybody from all walks of life has been one of the biggest challenges for us, but a challenge in a good way. Like, it hasn't been a negative experience at all. It's just been wonderful. So I think the thing that makes this conference different is that, one, we're looking for encounter, not just information. And secondly, it's a coming together from all denominations. So really, it's not actually about a conference. It's about unity. It's just about creating a moment where unity can happen.
And the word encounter for you means what?
Experiencing Jesus in a way that is real. I think there's many of us, and myself included, where we sing the same songs we've always sung, we pray the same prayers we've always prayed, but we're not really having an experience of who Jesus is. And, you know, a real relationship, you know, you have emotional content, you feel things, you get excited, you get happy, you get frustrated, but as soon as boredom sets in, that's when problems start to happen. And so for me, an encounter is a reigniting of our passion for Christ.
You have a very interesting speaker, Dr. David Yongyi Cho, the guest speaker. You say he's one of your spiritual heroes.
He is such an amazing guy. You know, I've heard him speak over the years a few times. So humble, so unafraid to be unashamedly Christian. And so for me, he's a guy that even amidst illness has been prepared to get up and speak or go to other nations and other countries. And so that's why he's my hero. He does what God calls him to do, regardless of how uncomfortable it is for him.
Tell us a bit about who he is, where he comes from, because that's quite a story.
Yeah, so he's from Korea. He has got the largest church in the world. It's in the millions, which is amazing. But he started in a small village where nobody knew who he was. I don't think it was even a church. I don't even think he really set out to even start a church. But what actually happened was it's grown to the size that it has. And the other thing I love about it was it was just his family kind of starting it. And most people who have a home group or a connect group, his idea of cell groups, it's really pretty much where it's originated from. So the idea of breaking into smaller groups and developing relationship in smaller group is what strengthened the church, and actually is what strengthens the Western church as well. So I think that's a pretty incredible feat.
As there are lots of conferences, there are lots of conference speakers. So how's he going to be different for Australia?
I think one of the things is hearing his testimony. For me, the greatest power is not in information. It's in hearing people's stories and hearing how simple people who have a simple dream can make a global impact. And that's what I think he is going to bring. But I know he also has a passion for Australia. I don't know if you know the story of how he ended up coming here, but there was an intercessor here in Melbourne who had been praying, and she had a dream, and in the dream Yongyi Cho appeared before her and said to her, "If you invite me, I will come." And so she just randomly emailed him about 2 years ago and said, "I had this dream," and he said, "Yes, I will come."
Right.
And so that's how the conference has happened. Is this beautiful lady, so she rings a couple of people and says, "I don't know how to run a conference. This is what's happened." And so from that moment has come this event. So it's pretty exciting.
And you've written a song especially for the conference.
Yes. Like, I really believe that every revival, every awakening has its own sound. If you study the history of revivals, that's a topic I'm really passionate about. There was always a sound attached to it. For example, Billy Graham had Iris Sankey. Charles Wesley had John Wesley. If you think of modern-day movements like Planet Shakers, they're known for their music, Jesus Culture and Bethel Church. And so it's really interesting to note that every revival had a sound. So as a creative person, my mind goes to, well, if we really want to see more of Jesus in our city, I need to think about how that sounds, not just how it preaches, if that makes sense. And so I presented that to the team and just said, I'd really like to write a song that is about us and is about our worship to him. And so the song's called You're the River, and the whole theme is about the river never running dry, and that it's for our nation, that every nation will hear the story of what is happening here in Australia.
I love it the way you've been able to, for 20 years, integrate your faith with such music.
Thank you.
The one story I want you to tell us is about your Melbourne Gospel Choir.
Yes.
That you founded. Singing the Foo Fighters, that really floats my boat, actually.
It's a pretty amazing story,
yes,
isn't it?
Yeah.
It was such humble beginnings, the Melbourne Gospel Choir. In fact, I'll tell you two funny stories. So when we first started out, all it was I got this phone call. I was the choir director at my local church, and Gary Oliver happened to be an American music director for an artist called Reba McEntire, a country artist from the States. And he rang a really large church in Sydney and said, "We need a vocal group to mime on TV for Reba McEntire. Do you know anyone in Melbourne?" And they said, "Look, we know this church in Melbourne. Ring them." They rang the church. They said, "Well, you can talk to our choir director." So I get dumped this idea. We need 20 good-looking friends. We don't care if they can sing or not. You're just going to be miming on two TV shows. And I was like, "Oh, gee, this will be fun." So I just pulled 20 worship leaders and friends from all over Melbourne, which was amazing in itself. So we had 20 of our friends, and we did these two shows, had so much fun. And then a couple of weeks later, the TV station, Channel 9, rang me and said, "Look, you know, we had such great experience working with you. Do you think you would be interested in doing any more events on television for us?" And I'm like, "Yeah, okay." And they said, "We just loved the way you sounded." And I said, "Look, I have to be honest, but you know we were miming, don't you?" And this TV producer was so lovely. She said, "Yes, I know you were miming, but I heard you guys praying backstage and singing Amazing Grace, and it was so beautiful." And so that started this 10 years of singing at all these incredible events. You know, the Logies was just the most recent one, Carols by Candlelight, the AFL Grand Final, Dancing with the Stars, it's the X Factor. It has been an amazing journey, but this is the other funny story I'll tell you. So we were backstage when Hey Hey at Saturday was still running. This was about the third or fourth year that we'd come together. And about 2 minutes before we were going to go to air, the TV producer comes backstage and says, "Roma, Daryl Summers wants to introduce the choir, but you've never had a name. Do you have a name? Can we call you the Hey Hey at Saturday Choir?" And I went, no. And she said, "Well, what do you want to call it?" And I just went, "The Melbourne Gospel Choir." She went, "That's great." So that's how we started.
And shining a light ever since.
Yeah, we've had so much fun. And to be honest, it's quite humbling because, for starters, I'm not really personally into gospel music myself, and so it's kind of funny that God kind of plonked me in the middle of this thing. But really, the whole thing behind it is it's a bunch of people who love Jesus, not from any one particular church. We just come together and we do it because we love it. And if it grows, it grows. If it doesn't, it doesn't. We just love the whole story of what it represents.
I love your work. And fun. I'd love you to introduce your song that you've specially written for the River of Life conference.
Yes.
You're the River. What's it say?
It's about the river running through our nation, which is Jesus. It's central to everything.
What a nation that would be. Roma Waterman, thank you so much indeed for your time. Thanks for joining us on Open House. Wish you well.
My pleasure.
Here's You're the River.
For every broken heart and every troubled mind, there is a river. There is a river. The nation crying out, the city on its knees. There is a river. There is a river. We bow down at the feet of you, Jesus. Pour love out to the nation from heaven. You're the river.
Sees
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.